We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready, and remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap them gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, May 11th, goes to a 33-year-old woman from Utah named Corey Richens. Now, Corey has been charged with aggravated murder and possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. Yes, Killer Corey is a murderer, ladies and gentlemen, and the person she slaughtered was her husband. Now, I'm sure, you know, wives kill their husbands and husbands kill their wives every day all around the world, but what makes this story more unique than just a random murder is the fact that Killer Corey wrote a children's book about dealing with the loss of a loved one just a year after her husband's death. I couldn't make this kind of stuff up if I tried. Let's go to NBC News for the report, please.
So my husband passed away unexpectedly last year.
A month after promoting her children's book inspired by her husband's death, the widowed mother of three is now charged with his murder. Police arrested Corey Richens on Monday outside of Park City, Utah, alleging the 33-year-old poisoned her husband, Eric, last March with a lethal dose of fentanyl. An autopsy later revealing he had 5 times the lethal dosage of illicit fentanyl in his system. According to the charging documents, Corey purchased fentanyl from an acquaintance last February, which she says was for an investor asking for some of the Michael Jackson stuff. Days later, following the couple's Valentine's Day dinner, Eric became very ill and told a friend he thought his wife was trying to poison him. Prosecutors allege Corey then purchased even more fentanyl, and less than a month later, Eric was dead, and Corey, claiming to be grief-stricken, dedicated this book to her husband, calling him a wonderful father.
I took things that my kids have said to me this last year, and we kind of articulated it and put it into a story.
There's some sick people in this world, y'all. This woman Corey knows she killed her husband and then used him as a source material to write a children's book about grief when the only thing she should have been writing is a statement to the police about her guilt. Sometimes, just sometimes, I respect people with this level of audacity, people who lack self-awareness in this way. They are able to turn something off in their brain that I can't. But man, if I haven't talked to my therapist about trying, because I beat myself up over little things. Like, I'm the type of person that would toss something at a trash can, and if it misses, regardless of where I have to, you know, regardless of where I'm at, I have to go walk to that thing and pick it up and throw it in the trash, because it would drive me crazy knowing I lit it if I left it there. Or going to the bathroom, you know, doing to others you would have them doing to you. I would never leave the bathroom without washing my hands, because if I ever did that and then shook somebody's hand knowing I didn't wash mine, I would think I was going to Satan's place of residence. If I poop in a public facility, like I do every day at 8:30 a.m. because I'm very regular, I have to make sure I don't leave any chocolate hot dogs in the toilet, because there's nothing I hate more than when people leave a little fecal fudge in the commode. Okay, so I couldn't live knowing I did that to someone else. So people who can do things like commit murder and then write a book about dealing with the grief of the person they murdered, they have a kill switch, no pun intended, in their brain that I simply don't have. Okay, the only other people who have this level of audacity is rappers. In fact, rappers might have more, because some of y'all actually rap about the murders they commit. All right, this young woman is just writing a book about dealing with the grief of the murder. No, that she actually committed. Jesus Christ. Mm-mm-mm. They do have the same audacity as rappers. Anyway, this is the equivalent of the president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk, coming out with a book on hunting. Okay, this is like Tory Lanez becoming a podiatrist and coming out with a book on how women should take care of their feet. Okay, this is like O.J. Simpson coming out with a book titled If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer. Wait, that actually happened. It did. All I'm simply saying is, if the baby came out with a book on pronouns, y'all would lose y'all ever-loving minds. Now listen, we looked for this book. It's no longer on Amazon, okay? The book is called Are You With Me? And we couldn't find a copy of it anywhere. But with the help of ChatGPT...
Oh boy.
And AI. Two things that I am against. But for this purpose and this purpose alone, I had to. We asked them to write a children's book, like you were this woman, Corey Richens, okay? And you had killed your husband and then wrote a children's book about grief. This is what ChatGPT came up with.
Mommy, 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 can we read the bedtime story we wrote about Daddy?
Of course we can, honey. How about you read the first line and I'll read the second line?
Okay, got it. Are you with me? Are you with me? Daddy, we miss you in our life.
I got tired of arguing with you every day. That's why I tried to stab you with my knife.
Are you with me? Are you with me? Daddy, we had a ball.
Oh, honey, does your oatmeal taste funny? That's because I spiked it with fentanyl.
Are you with me?
Damn.
Are you with me? Life without you is so tough.
Oh, you don't know what fentanyl is? Well, that's that Michael Jackson stuff.
Mm. Are you with me? Daddy, are you with me? The cops are here talking to Mommy.
I love you, honey, but I gotta go because the cops just found your body. Good night.
Damn. I don't know who's more of a devil, ChatGPT or Corey Richens. Please let Remy Ma give Corey Richens the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Damn. Cold world, man.
All right.
Cold world.
Well, thank you for that donkey today.
I love dark humor.
Yeah, right?
Mm. I really do.
Now, shout to BET. Mm. BET, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace, BET.
Claudia, tell him peace. Tell BET peace, Claudia.
Peace, BET.
Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, earlier, Claudia reported that Rihanna and ASAP Rocky named their child after Wu-Tang Clan's RZA. The baby's name is RZA. So we're asking 800-585-1051, if you could name your kid after a celebrity, what celebrity would it be? And we'll take your calls when we come back. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne said he would name his child Starks. After.
I ain't never say no stupid stuff like that. If you leave it up to my dumb ass, I would have did something like that. But
that's what I just said.
Oh, okay. You're right. I didn't do that, though. I have four daughters. I did not do that.
I'm sure you tried. 800-585-1051. We'll find out from Claudia and myself when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.